6:48 here on AM 1150's early edition. It's -3 degrees in downtown Kelowna. Phil Johnson is away this week. Your forecast today includes some light snow this morning, hopefully ending this afternoon, with some wind and a high of -1, wind chill about -4 this afternoon. Watch for that snow picking back up this evening with some wind and a low of -6, wind chill near -8. Now, a group of farmers is launching a national initiative to help protect Canada's soil. Ann Sperling is with Sperling Vineyards here in Kelowna. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And now, with planting season on its way, this national initiative, it's called Regenerative Farming. Is that right?
Regenerative agriculture, yes, exactly.
Now, what is the initiative? What is the movement?
So recently we've launched a map that shows all of the participating farmers who follow these practices. Regenerative agriculture has, I guess in simple terms, it's about keeping things green, so low or no tillage, cover crops, and grasslands, things that are, you know, that you think about as being green and roots covering the soil surface.
You know, and for me, I would have thought, and seemingly incorrectly, that most farming practices did kind of have that kind of agriculture already built in, but I'm guessing not. But it's an important way to look at things.
Well, tillage is the main factor, the big difference. So when you turn up the soil surface and destroy the root systems that that grasses and cover crops provide, then you're releasing a lot of carbon back into the atmosphere. So the photosynthesis that takes place that establishes those plants and keeps those root systems active, those are all bringing carbon from the atmosphere, CO2 from the atmosphere, into the soil and holding it there.
And it sounds kind of complicated, I guess. I think a lot of people assume that farming or growing food or grapes for wine really is just a matter of putting something in the ground, giving it some water, and up it comes. But there is more to it than that, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
And yep. this movement. Do you think its aim is to protect soil, isn't it, and just kind of make a place in the ground where food can keep growing for many, 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 many years?
Well, it's a much bigger and has really important consequences right now. So because of climate change and the increasing CO2 in the atmosphere, I think we're all looking at ways that we can help in that regard. And by farming regeneratively, we can be actively pulling CO2 back down onto Earth, and which also creates more fertile soils. So carbon in the soils and carbon compounds in the soils are all adding to fertility.
And I think sometimes when we, you know, when we go to the grocery store and buy our food, it can be, we can be a little detached from the process because we're not involved. You know, as a consumer, I go to the grocery store and buy my groceries. I don't often think about the ground needing to be healthy so that I can continue to go to the grocery store and buy groceries. But without healthy soil, our food source chain is extraordinarily disrupted.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And, there's the other big thing is, our protein and how that's raised. And if you, if you look at images of feeder lots where cattle are being fed, you know, standing in one place, they're brown. All you see is bare dirt, and it's not even really soil. And they just basically, you know, scrape up the manure and dispose of it. Whereas in a grazing system, that's where the animals are eating grass and they're out on pastures and ranges, like we still have lots of rangeland in British Columbia. That's an ecosystem that is preserving carbon in the soil and feeding the animals from the solar energy that produces the grass.
And Sperling Vineyards in Kelowna. How did you get involved in this initiative or movement toward protecting our country's soil?
Well, at Sperling Vineyards, we're a heritage property. So my great-grandparents first settled the site that we still farm today with our vineyards. And that was in the 1880s. And so we recognize the importance of that sustainability and being able to farm in the same place for, 150 years and ongoing. And so looking at ways that we can maintain that fertility is important to us, and knowing that we can do it in a positive way that, helps the planet and produces a healthy environment to raise our family and to raise our crops and our wine. Those are all important things for us.
Now,
so we're certified organic, and part of that certification includes growing cover crops. It's not mandatory, but we feel that it's important, and that's how we dovetail with the regenerative movement.
What is a cover crop?
Earlier you were referencing, we just think about the vegetable or the fruit or the grapes that we grow on a single spot. But in fact, what we're, if you just look at grapevines growing on a vineyard, you could think about that as a monoculture that's known as one crop in one spot. But what we're trying to do is create biodiversity. And so by growing other plants between the rows, so that includes grasses, but primarily also other legumes, which would be clover, alfalfa, and other plants like that that help to bring nitrogen from the air and bring it into the soil, also adding to that fertility. So that's what cover crops are, and that's their simplest function. So they hold the soil and prevent erosion. They also are flowering plants, so they attract beneficial insects like bees and other pollinators. So we're actually supporting a whole mini ecosystem under our vines, and that helps to support the fertility, but also the sort of the stability of the environment that the vines are growing in.
Oh, that's really cool. It is like a little circle of life going on right there on your vineyard.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, talk about that interactive map and how that supports this initiative.
So the map has kind of three purposes. As one, to educate consumers about regenerative practices and who's doing it in Canada. The other is to let consumers know where and how they can support those farmers and buy their products. And then thirdly, to promote peer-to-peer learning, so farmers can meet with other farmers, visit their farms, and learn about the different practices that that each of the farmers are doing.
Do you think the pandemic is kind of highlighting the need for a reliable food source?
Well, food security, I think, is important, and I think most farmers agree that food security is important. We don't always get that kind of support, through government programs or things like that. So it's really up to consumers to support local and support the farmers that are raising crops in a way that's ethically aligned with those consumer values. And so that's really, we vote with our dollars. So, whatever we buy is going to help that business continue.
And I believe there's also a Living Soils Symposium.
Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, this month, the 22nd to the 28th is an online symposium where consumers and farmers can learn about regenerative practices and ways to improve our soils.
And how do people get involved in that? Like, is that something that your average consumer can click on a link and participate and ask questions maybe?
Yeah, the website is regenerationcanada.org. That's the general website. And I think if you search Living Soils Symposium, you can also find it.
Now, why encourage people to protect soil?
Why? Mm-hmm. The most well-known disaster that we've had in North America was in the Dust Bowl years of the 1930s that was part of the Great Depression. And that was, we now know, caused by, bad farming practices where, in addition to drought and windy conditions, the soils were laid bare all across the prairies, and much of the fertility in the soil was carried up into the atmosphere and actually, basically removed from the surface of all of North America.
Wow.
And so we couldn't grow crops. And now we know better, and we have practices that can keep that soil on the land and preserve fertility. And so I think that's a big part of it, and that's what keeps us able to produce crops and the diversity of crops that we have in Canada.
Yeah. That's Ann Sperling of Sperling Vineyards in Kelowna talking about preserving our country's soil health.